This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me. Today's topic, components of happiness. Happiness can be expressed by objective equations. For example, happiness equals contentment plus self-awareness times satisfaction plus optimism minus anxiety minus stress. Some of these concepts can be broken down into lower level components. For example, contentment equals peace plus tranquility, where peace is the absence of disturbance and tranquility is calmness and serenity. Further analysis reveals that satisfaction equals accomplishment plus control. People usually get satisfaction when a goal is achieved, but it also comes from spite, perversity, and masochism. However, its main source comes from being in control of your life. Satisfaction requires self-awareness, something some people don't have, particularly children. Self-awareness equals perception times discernment. Self-awareness is also the most important ingredient for wisdom, where wisdom equals self-awareness times depth and breadth of knowledge and experience. Anxiety comes from past memories. Children have no past. Yesterday's events are transitory. The myth of an amnesiac waking up without remembering his past, without a problem in the world, happy as a child, is an attractive one. This is the primary motivation for a person to take thought-suppressing drugs, most notably, alcohol. Continuing with our analysis, anxiety is the opposite of optimism. Optimism equals imagination times naivete times ambition, and imagination equals intellect times curiosity. Optimism also requires self-awareness because people need to know what the possibilities are, which requires perception and discernment. On the negative side of the mathematical ledger, stress equals obligations plus misery, where misery equals pain plus deprivation. Misery is suffering due to physical circumstances. Sometimes those are actual ailments, such as hunger, sickness, or pain, but despair also causes it, while deprivation equals hunger plus isolation. Children don't experience despair because they have nothing to compare their situation to. They may be suffering, but they don't know, and so it has no effect on their happiness. Misery can also result from depression, but that's a psychiatric condition caused by a misbalance of neurochemistry. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.